Hello everyone and welcome to ¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? I'm here with the whole Spanish pod team.
Hola.
I'm here with JP.
Hi.
And with Liliana Mata.
Hola.
And Steve Alitz.
Hola.
And our intern, Carmen.
Carmen.
Hola.
Carmen.
Actually, it's not all good news today.
No.
Carmen is leaving us. Carmen. She's leaving.
No te vayas.
We don't want you to go.
Where are you going, Carmen?
Well, this summer I plan to bounce around, do some traveling, and who knows? I'm an adventurer. I'd like to see where the wind takes me next.
Must be nice.
I'm so jealous.
No te vayas todavía. No te vayas, por favor. Está la guitarra mía y ahora cuando dice adiós.
Oh, well, my approach to life is sort of just to have fun and do whatever strikes me. And maybe I'll stay in Shanghai. Maybe I'll go to London and settle down. Who knows?
All right, tell the truth. You're glad to be out of here, aren't you? You're high-fiving and skipping around.
Say the truth, Carmen.
No, the honest-to-goodness truth is that everyone in the Spanish pod team and across the office is just fantastic. I mean, the lessons are so fun to listen to and great because the kind of people that are putting them together are just spectacular. And, you know, like, I can attest as somebody that was a fan before, like, joining the staff that, you know, these are great people here, so
thank you.
Oh, thank you.
We your paid
check,
her.
Your
yeah.
check is in the mail.
Excellent.
Thank you very much, Carmen, for all the time you've spent here. It's been a pleasure, and I hope to have you back someday.
And I have to add that I think it was a really good addition to the team because we got to explore a lot about, you know, Africa and a lot of things that, you know, lessons we haven't done. It was really interesting, I think.
For those of you that don't know, Carmen is an expert in Africa-China relations.
In African-American studies or women's studies or what?
Well, technically, I'm an East Africanist, and I study political systems and how they interact with Islamic systems. And so I do a lot of writing about that, which is why in the comments you've heard like me talk about political topics and stuff.
We all just sat up a little straighter.
Yeah.
Okay, 400 lessons. It's
congratulations,
amazing.
Everyone.
Yeah, everyone. I can't believe it's already been 400. Do you remember the big party we had for the 100 lesson?
Oh, yes. We went to a teppanyaki place.
Yes, and we did shots of sake and beer, sake bombs. So anyway, 400 lesson. We wanted to do a lesson of what would it be if we were actually known in the world, like big celebrities.
Yeah, so most of it was imaginary, although I do have a new line of perfume coming out.
That's true.
Oh, it's called Placenta.
Oh, the Placenta.
No. We have to talk about that name. Seriously.
Sounds exciting.
No.
All right. Well, this is the exciting part. Lesson 400 already came out. It was scheduled to come out originally on Friday of last week. And then we had the lesson schedule change to 3 lessons a week, which everybody loves to talk about. And I'm sure we'll talk about later. And then we had a publication snafu, which meant that it came out on Friday anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, you had your sneak preview of Lesson 400. It was scheduled to come out on Wednesday, but it's already out and there's comments, and so we're just going to leave it up.
Yeah. Yoo-hoo!
Yeah.
Yeah, luckily the tech team was able to get that just this morning. They were able to catch the publication problems.
Yeah.
How interesting is that?
Yeah, I don't know what to say to that.
Are we going to talk about it? Are we going to talk about the 3 lessons a week?
I don't want to.
Let's talk a little bit about the change in publications.
Okay. Do we have to?
Yes. Yes, yeah, we do.
Okay.
The users are asking for it.
All right, so we have changed to a 3-lesson-per-week publication schedule, which is down from 5 and has a lot of people up in arms. And I want to tell you that all of us in this room know what you're going through, and we see your comments. We do like to see your comments on the board, no matter how you're feeling about it. Please do continue to leave your comments. They do matter to us very much, and it does affect the way that we are going to proceed in the future with these changes. One of the main things that came up was people were upset to see in the email that was sent out under my name that we would be publishing more newbie and elementary lessons. Folks, that was a mistake in that email, and I would like to retract it. First of all, we've always had a slight elementary bias, and when I say slight, it means one extra elementary lesson a month. Due to the comments you left and your feedback, we're actually talking about how we can actually weight the intermediate through advanced lessons more, and we wouldn't have even started this conversation if you hadn't been leaving your comments. So thank you for your comments, and please do continue to leave them. We have been assigned to a new project, and right now we're in the process of making a lot of lessons so that when we do start this new project, that the lessons are going to keep going. So the modular lessons are going to keep going, folks. And we will have a new project. You're going to see a lot of changes here come the fall. And we do hope that is the price of your subscription.
So it's not all bad news, right?
It's not all bad news. It is a change, right? And change makes people insecure. It makes me a little shaky, too. But this is something that we're going to go through together.
I think it makes everyone shaky, you know, because our relation with our users has always been a positive one. So believe me, guys, we are here to listen to your comments. We understand how you feel, definitely.
Absolutely. And, you know, Spanish Pod is just one of the language products available from Praxis Language. And some of the other pods have been going through similar changes, you know, reductions in lesson schedule productions. And I just want to thank the Spanish Pod community for keeping it very civil and being very polite and being very direct and to the point, because this is feedback that we can use. And I think the Spanish Pod community is special.
It's great.
Yes, it's special.
Seriously, it's the best one. Everybody says it here in the office.
Mm-hmm. As a customer service here representative, I've seen what people write in other communities. You guys are straight with us, and we really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, gracias. Definitely. Muchas gracias.
So that's it for today. Carmen, thanks a lot again for your help in the Spanish Pod team. Mm-hmm. And,
we're going to dinner tonight, Carmen.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait. Yum.
All right. So thank you, everyone, for coming to the Spanish Pod. ¿Qué pasa? And see you next week.
Hasta luego.
Bye-bye. Adios.